Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab, and you are tuned into the program Islamic Upbringing. In this show, we delve into the important questions and concerns that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. Our answers are rooted in the teachings of the Holy Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Stay tuned as we seek to provide guidance and insight on raising our children in accordance with Islamic principles. And joining us today as our esteemed guest speaker is a research scholar in the House of Qom, currently pursuing a master's in psychology at Al Mustafa International University, Institute of Islamic Social Sciences, with a background in the same field from the University of Karachi. Our guest is going to bring up a unique perspective that combines expertise in both Islamic studies and psychology. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Mir Muhammad Abid to our program. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
So, Brother Abid, welcome again. And today we would want you to explore the characteristics of adolescence.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for having me here. Before what we plan to do in these episodes, inshallah, is that let's know how is a teenager, how is he thinking, how is he feeling, and why is he feeling like this? Okay, so we call it the characteristics of a teenager. So as we had said earlier, that we'll need to act according to those
behaviors.
We need to expect from them according to that. So the experts in this field, while keeping in mind the importance of this topic, they've like done many studies on this age group, the teenager, the adolescents. They have come up with different kind of different characteristics. But out of all of this, these characteristics, you, dear listeners, have certain characteristics in your mind as well, like innovation, like, you know, certain kind of aggression, certain kind of rebellion, the creativity, and having certain kind of hope mm-hmm. in the future.
Yes.
But from all of these, we pick up the, you know, the head of these characteristics. So we have come up with like four of the characteristics, and we will inshallah discuss one by one each of these characteristics. So our dear parents, our dear mentors may set their expectations according to that.
Right.
So the first of these characteristics is self-centeredness. That is being self-centered, consider
yourself as the top priority.
Exactly. Thinking for yourself only and mainly, feeling for yourself.
All right. So that thinking for yourself is okay. But when it comes only thinking about yourself, here it becomes problematic.
Yes, inshallah, we'll discuss which part of it is normal and which part can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And by normal, we mean that normal for that particular age.
Right.
So the parents, normally, they're not thinking in that direction. They think that it's not normal for a teen to be self-centered.
Okay.
And the second characteristic that we'll be discussing, inshallah, is their interest for being independent. They're seeking for independence. They want to be independent, basically, in short. Another characteristic would be the confusion that has taken them over. Okay, so the chaos of confusion.
Okay.
Yes, and the last characteristic that we'll be discussing, inshallah, is the search for identity.
Oh.
Who am I? And what am I for? What am I supposed to do in this world, in this life? Yes. So these were the four characteristics that we'll be discussing one by one, inshallah.
Right. So we got to know some of the very strange and at the same time very interesting characteristics of the teenagers, but we want to delve a little more deeper into them. We'll do that after a short break, so don't change that dial.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab, and we are here with Brother Abid today, exploring the characteristics of teenagehood. Yes, brother.
Thank you very much. Look, the first characteristic that we need to know, and before I go more into details, just I need to assure you that, inshallah, this is the start of a very hopeful journey. And although you face some challenges in your life while dealing with your teenager, be hopeful, be strong.
Right.
And this phase, inshallah, will move on. It will end into an adult who is a very mature adult, and
inshallah,
who has a very successful life ahead of that. So inshallah, you are going to be a very happy parent, but you need to give some time to, you need to think about these things. You need to take as a challenge. And the first challenge that you'll be seeing, that you'll be facing, is a child who has become self-centered.
Okay.
So what exactly being self-centered is, you know what? First of all, self-centered, as the word says, is you are the center of things. So it's you, and you are like mainly caring for yourselves. And more importantly, a teenager does not have the ability of taking the perspective of others.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is how a self-centered person is. And if he moves on, he's dealt properly, logically, with love, with friendship, especially the parents are allowed in his world, okay, then this person is going to be someone who, first of all, is not self-centered. In other words, he's into taking others' perspective.
All
because,
right.
You know, in your life that is coming ahead, you cannot live without taking others' perspective.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, as it's a certain stage of development, he does not have an ability of, you know, understanding.
Listening to others.
Exactly. It's like, it's kind of normal thing.
Right. So it's I, me and myself. The teenager revolves around this and does not want to take others' perspectives.
Yes, that is how it is. And we really need to realize this, that if we really want to sow the seed, as Imam said, that we want to sow the seed of the love of Allah, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the love of the great people in his heart, then we need to understand first, the characteristics of this teenager, and we have to deal with them accordingly. Okay?
Right.
So, as it was said, the self-centered. Look, if we come across people in our lives who have grown up, okay, and they're self-centered. You can find like married individuals
who are very, very self-centered.
Exactly.
Means that their parents have lacked that logical attention towards their teenagers when they wanted that attention. Well, brother, we'll delve more into this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a while. يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Mir Abid, and we are discussing the characteristics of teenagehood, adolescence. And one of the characteristics is being self-centered. And is it normal or not? We'll talk about that later. But Brother Abid discussed, what is it to be self-centered? It's you, and you are revolving around yourself only. To summarize the entire discussion, we said the teenager just sees me, myself, and I, and he does not want to take others' perspectives. While taking others' perspectives is very, very important. Now, how parents are going to deal with this self-centered teenager, Brother Abid is helping us. Yes, brother.
Yes. The self-centeredness, as it was said, that it's, yes, it is normal for a teenager to be a self-centered person who has more of, for example, self-love. His day is full of me and me and myself, what I like and what I don't like. I shouldn't be doing it. And no matter whatever you say, okay, but it's
only how, I matter.
Exactly. That's how I matter.
Yes.
But, you know, just to understand this better, even the adults are doing it. They are, for example, a husband in a house. He is usually making decisions on his own. He's not involving others in his life. Look, I want to, for example, go for sports. I don't care what my wife needs. We are seeing these kind of examples, okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry too much when a teenager who is, it's normal for him to do that. Yes, we need to know how we are going to deal with
how
it.
How we're going to address this.
How we are going to address with, how we are going to work with it. It's not necessary that whatever he's doing is, or she is doing is, we are going to endorse it. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to find a logical way to deal with them.
Right.
To work with them. Yes. So what's important while discussing the self-centeredness is we need to open this topic right now, and we need to find out what are different signs of a self-centered person, okay? So self-centeredness is a broad topic.
Okay.
There are certain signs, and for each and every sign, we have to deal and we have to sort out it accordingly.
All right.
Yes. The first of the signs of the self-centeredness is the self-love, okay? So we can see that a child is being kind of selfish. He is, I love this and I would go for it, whatever it happened, whatever may happen, and I just want it and I will do it and I will take it, I will achieve it no matter what. Okay.
Right.
This is the selfishness. And my dear listeners, the changes that are taking place inside this teenager, the biological changes, the psychological changes, it is diverting his attention towards his own self. Okay.
Right.
So he's focusing on his own self, which is to an extent, if it remains in certain limits,
it's okay.
Okay. It's okay. Like he's or she is caring for his own self.
Right.
He's caring for her own self, although he or she is spending some more time than before in front of the mirror. But at least he's caring for himself.
Right.
Okay. Unless it goes on the extreme.
Right.
Okay.
So unless and until the self-love in the self-centeredness goes to an extreme, it's okay. We don't need to get worried. And parents have to understand this, that there are some biological changes happening within a teenager. What is diverting their attention towards themselves, which is okay to some extent. And if it goes to extremes, rather opposite, there's a problem and we need to address the problems accordingly. So there are more signs about self-centeredness that we got to discuss. We are going to discuss them in the upcoming episode. Thank you for being with us, Brother Abid. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.